B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, the number is 610-771-9751. Hit up the line tonight, tomorrow, often. Put it as a contact in your phone that makes it easy for you. So when you need to use it to expunge some joy, some hate, or some comedy, you just boop, pop it right on your favorites and you're good to go. I wanted to ask you something. I can't remember what it is. Does this Mirotić move have any bearing on Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis for what?
About moving him. The Lakers kind of got cold feet.
I mean, they're going to try to move him. If they don't move him now, I'll move him after the season.
You think that's more likely?
It's a possibility. I mean, if they don't get what they want offered.
Apparently, they're asking for the sun and the moon and everything.
Well, you got to. And that's why you can always wait.
And get more teams involved.
Yeah.
In the offseason.
You know, look, if they feel like the offer is thin, then you go, I'm going to hold on. Because here's the real truth.
Contract.
Here's the real truth of the matter. The Lakers will be in the summer as well.
Yeah, and they may be competing with another couple of teams.
All right.
Let's see what we got today.
So I absolutely love this Tobias Harris deal. Number one, he's an all-star. He's going to make our team so much better. But the big thing that's going untalked about is how we're trading Landry Shamet, one of the ugliest players in the NBA. And picking up Boban and getting even uglier. Just when I thought he could do it, Elton Brand, sir, you've outdone yourself.
What?
What, are we going to bring Tyrone Hill back as an assistant coach next? Because he wasn't a handsome man. He looked like Skeletor.
Danger Shabby wasn't bad looking.
He wasn't good looking, man.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's not my style to judge, but he wasn't a handsome man.
Everybody's Brad Pitt.
Yeah. What, I don't know in the mirror? My face looks like a spun tennis ball that get rolled through a puddle right now. A dirty puddle.
I'll tell you what, man. These guys in Philadelphia don't like this trade for Tobias Harris. This guy's a player, man. He's out there in L.A. This guy's ready to come over. He's excited, man. I can't wait for the Sixers, man. Let's go, boys. Sartano Martinez, get excited.
This is unbelievable.
I love it. The group dog.
Let's not make
group
this real confusing.
I get excited when somebody does a solid impression on the line. I get pumped up. Like I get up in my chair a little bit.
I agree.
Instead that he had me right away too. I tell you what, man, this guy's a player. I love it.
He's great at it. He does a great Gruden.
Yeah,
He's been called me in the morning now.
Yeah,
he's great, great, great.
He's got to get a little more regular. I like a regular Gruden.
Yeah, he's great.
Jason, why are you digging into someone's social media, trying to come up with something that you don't even know what the guy was meaning? You're a little gossip, dude. Listen to you. You're a little gossip queen. Try to dig up a story that ain't even there.
Hey, your ass is itching. All right. Do you realize that, I said, I don't know what it means, and I don't like the drama part, but my job is to keep an audience informed, you half-nitwit. That's our job, to stay on top of things. And when a guy, after a big trade just happened, tweets out some cryptic message from Socrates or whoever, it's my job to inform the audience. What you do with it is up to you. But I'm not trying to stir up any drama. Point your turrets in the right direction. At Jimmy Butler. He tweeted it, not me. What's next?
I gained my sentence and I reevaluate the trade. The Sixers have no backup two guard, no backup point guard.
I knew it.
TJ Friday night, so I have to play about 30 minutes. Oh.
I knew it. I knew he couldn't be positive 2 days in a row. He made it one day. Remember last day he lauded the trade? And today he woke up and wet drawers.
Come on, okay, guy.
Okay.
It's a great okay.
Okay, come on, man.
See,
you know that they're going to add those two pieces. They already got a defensive guy in Ennis from the Rockets today.
Oh, TJ better not be a buyout, cuz.
They're gonna get a backup point guard. Come on.
What if TJ ends up as a buyout?
Not by that.
Well, you recruit over him, and TJ ends up on the buyout bubble. People go bananas. You can't lose TJ.
No, but the OK guy was saying that.
I know
that you needed a backup guy.
I'm not even listening to the OK guy.
Instead of TJ, they're going to get a backup point guard.
I'm not OK guy today.
Hey, no offense to Anthony Stolarz, but when you're going to the Flyers game and you know he's in net, it's kind of like going to the Phillies game back when the Phillies were contending every year. And someone's like, hey, you want to go to the Phillies tonight? You're like, sure, I'd love to. Let's see who's pitching. Oh, Kendrick? Oh, what the hell? I'll go to the game anyway. Yeah, I'll go see
That's
Kyle
right.
Kendrick, bitch.
Baseball, that's the thing. That's
why it's a Kendrick. That's right.
Shortening the season, you never see a fifth starter. When you go down to 120 games, you don't see the direct starter. And they get a day off. So they're not all moody in the clubhouse every day from having to deal with the media and the shamads that go down there. Right? Everybody's a little refreshed. They got a little spring in their step.
I tell you, people have come up with strong analogies today. We've heard the baby mama analogy, the polygamy analogy,
which I'm still trying to wrap my head around,
and now the Kendrick analogy. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
very strong ones today.
Yeah, when you get it, always sucked. Like, especially 2000 was 11 when you had the four aces. You know, I got this opportunity.
That was Blanton was the fifth guy.
Yeah, and you had Oswalt, Cliff Lee, Halliday, and Hamels, and like the luck of the draw came out, and like they would. You know, they had a day off, so they'd rest a guy, and they would skip the day in the rotation. And for a month, you had it, like, plotted out, like, oh, my God, I'm going to see Cliff Lee against, you know, the Yankees are actually in town. But then there was that hole in the schedule. You go, well, we'll give Lee the week off and, like, act like it was his start, and just throw him a bullpen or something. And then your whole thing screwed up. And you end up, again, your tickets end up on Blanton on a Sunday against the Yankees. You're going, what did I do to deserve this? Right? Because you would plot that out weeks in advance. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. I have tickets for that day, and that's who I'm getting.
Yeah, and even before that, the Kendrick thing was legit.
It was like a six-shot revolver, and Blanton was the bullet, and you're playing Russian roulette. You're playing Blanton roulette. Bad luck.
Speaking of Russian roulette, did you see that video that's making rounds where they're playing Russian roulette with their feet?
No. What?
Did you see this?
Who's playing it?
Whatever. There's a couple dudes playing Russian roulette.
What video is you watching there?
I don't know. Somebody sent it to me. And they're playing it with their feet.
With a gun?
Yes.
Is Rex Ryan a part of this?
They're shooting at their feet.
Yeah, is this Rex Ryan production?
Playing Russian roulette, betting on whether or not. Yeah.
Boy.
Sick maniac.
That's insane. I'm never playing that. By the way, Houston, Andrews trading Nick Stauskas and Wade Baldwin to the Pacers. Look out.
Another trade?
Yeah.
Oh, now you got Stauskas and Sabonis. Let's go!
Get a jersey.
Wow.
What's that?
Yeah, but you got so many Lithuanians, man. You have your own squad.
And they stink. Take that back.
Sabonis is a good player.
Sabonis is a good player. Not as good as his dad, though.
Valentine's Day is a day... When it's defined as a day when lovers express their affection towards one another with greetings and gifts. Well, how come it's all about the girls and about the females? How come we all got to do stuff about it? What about us? No, we're all part of the lovers too.
Get used to it, bro. Never about you.
Their world, we're just living in it. Happy wife, happy life.
Never about you.
It's like an Iverson thing.
Mickey Mantle.
That would be like an Iverson thing. I could hear him saying that. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny to me, too.
He could say anything, and I'm intrigued. He could read the dictionary, and I'm good. Just his presence.
AI.
I was at that press conference when he came back.
I was, too.
In Denver.
Yeah, and he cried?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there, and we're going, you're, like, captivated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was incredible theater.
I was at the one where he had practice.
Oh, you were at that one?
Yeah.
Phil Jasner in the front row? Oh, wow. I remember watching it on TV as it happened. It's crazy, like 2:30 in the afternoon on cleanout day. It's Bring the Heat brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. See what I got back here? The Baxter.
You got the Baxter.
Yep. I'm going to start filling that sucker up.
Who's going in first?
Barbie. Barbie, then Cabbage Patch Doll.
You can't.
And then,
you can't do that, man.
Elsa from Frozen's going in.
Wait, so are you tossing
maybe
them?
Maybe an Ariel.
Are you going to try to sell them?
Once a kid plays with a doll, you don't. You can't. I mean, they destroy it.
I mean, like, they destroy it is what I'm asking.
Yeah, like the hair. You couldn't get anything through that hair on the doll at this point.
Who knows? Maybe you could.
They color it with markers.
Why don't you donate them?
I'll donate the ones that are good. Yeah, I do. I drop off at the Salvation Army every 2 weeks.
No, that's good.
Absolutely. Kidding me? All the clothes and stuff? Yeah. 610-632-0975. So we're monitoring two fronts today. One is the Major League Baseball front. And is there any late breaking news here in regards to Real Muto?
No, I haven't seen anything yet. Still, okay. Apparently, it looks like they have already completed the physical with Sixto Sanchez.
Oh, so that part of the physical is done, and he's going to be a part of the
deal. And he's had the injury, you know, history. There is concerns about his elbow. So that has apparently been completed. Now, I wonder what's next. I mean, I haven't heard of any injuries with Jorge Alfaro.
Listen, it's done, man. Once you get to that point, it's going to be done.
Yeah, that's just waiting to be punched over the goal line.
You want to take a look at Sixto. The only thing I'm disappointed about is that I was looking forward to Sixto Sanchez, the greatest name ever. Sixto.
Yeah.
Do you remember the last
Sir Anthony?
Do you remember the last Phillies player named Sixto?
No,
you don't remember him? Before Andrew's time, but it's not before your time.
Is this 80s?
Yep.
Like mid 80s, like 85.
Correct. Come on, man.
I can't.
Sixto Lescano.
Oh, that's a great one too.
Sixto Lescano was a, the stories were legendary about him by the vet employees.
Oh, really? What happened behind the scenes down there?
Oh, yeah. The parties that were going at the vet.
After games
yeah. were legendary.
Yeah. And what Bob Nightingale said in his last tweet regarding this was that Alfaro will definitely be in the deal and possibly Sixto, but it looks like Sixto is going to be a part of the deal to land.
Listen, I love him, and I don't want to trade him, but for JT, see ya.
Gotta give the get.
Yeah.
And maybe this is what greases the skids to get the Harper thing over the goal line as well. That remains to be seen. The other front we're obviously keeping an eye on is an hour and 46 minutes from now, the NBA trade deadline will come to its conclusion at 3:00. And we just heard the deal that just came through with Mirotić going to Milwaukee.
Scary.
So now, I mean, Milwaukee's the top team in the Eastern Conference already. What does that do? And how's that match up?
Dude, I mean, listen.
This is too heavyweight.
They're nasty,
going,
yeah. I mean, you know, again, but you knew it. You knew it was going to be an arms race. This is what it is. Sixers go get their heavyweight. They go get their that huge weapon in the stretch four, and Milwaukee comes back, man. It's going to be a great, great. Those four teams are going to go at it.
Yeah, it's going to be bloody.
Like the final four with those four teams. Man, that's going to be great two rounds.
Yeah. Yeah, once you get to then those four teams survive and knock the bottom four seeds out of the Eastern Conference.
It's going to be a great two rounds, man.
Ooh, man.
The semis and the conference finals are going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, you just hope that whoever gets there is too beaten up to do some damage against Golden State.
So his three most hated Sixers are on my list as well.
Oh, you guys share them.
We share the hate.
Who are the three that he hates?
He goes B Skin.
Mm-hmm. Brian Skinner.
KVH.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Harpering.
He got Harpering too.
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
Georgia Tech, I hated him.
I actually liked Harpering a little bit.
What'd you like about Matt Harpering?
I shoot it a little bit.
He wasn't a good shooter. That was the thing. Stinks. It was horrible. Slowest front court in the history of basketball.
Champ in Willingboro.
Tumbo, Harpering, and D.C. Oh,
Andrew, you got a tweet?
Yeah, this is from Matt Breen, Philadelphia Inquirer. The Phillies expect to have the trade for JT Realmuto finalized today, per source. He says he got the feeling earlier this offseason that Sixto Sanchez had fallen out of favor with the front office, not for injury history, but for his conditioning.
Wow. Really?
Okay. And that was the name that last year, if you recall, at the deadline when they were in the hot pursuit of Machado, that they didn't want to add into that package, right? Am I remembering that right, Andrew?
Yeah, that was why they did not make the deal for Machado.
Yeah, wow. Could you imagine if they end up with Machado? Could you imagine that infield with Machado and JT?
Wow, you know.
It's ridiculous.
That'd be sick.
And they get
yeah, that's, yeah, I mean, ridiculous.
Let's go to the phone. 610-632-0975.
That's Champ. Yankees, you know.
That's what Philly should be. We should expect that. Champ in Willingboro is on the Fanatic. What's up, Champ?
Champ. Hey, how you doing? And Jason, how you guys doing, man?
Good, Champ.
I talked to you last time I talked to you was New Orleans, man, with the Eagles divisional game.
Yeah, I remember your name. I love it. Yeah.
Hey, listen, man, how can you not be excited, man, for the Sixers trade? The only thing I'm worried about is how Brett Brown is going to incorporate this offensively. You know, he has to change the offense a little bit to fit everybody in.
Yeah.
But I'm all in, man. But I'm a baseball man, but that's not my first choice. I want Harper. And Kaplan can't mess this up, man. You're going to have five veteran-type players in five positions. You could take it with third base. You could take it with second base. You could take it with center field. How can you mess this up, man?
It's idiot-proof.
You know? And one last question. I got a question both for you.
Yeah.
Harper is 26, right?
Yep.
Now, the big piece from age 26 to 29 averaged 49 home runs and 143 RBI. Do you think we'll get that production from Harper? If we don't, are you going to be disappointed?
Well, he's not. He doesn't have the power that Peace had, you know, Champ.
Yeah.
I mean, Peace was an amazing power hitter. I mean, he had power to go to left center. You know, that opposite power that, like, he was just a beast. But Harper's more of an all round hitter. I mean, I expect 40 bombs, but I don't think he goes near Howard.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that, man. I mean, those are historical numbers that Peace put up real quick. And lastly, man, Jason, the Flyers on deck, man. They got some big expectations to fill with all this news going on, man.
Well, their trade deadline comes up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Not till the 25th. So there's a little time there, but we'll see if they get some action going.
All right, man.
Look for them to be more of a seller. I know they'll be buying a little bit too with long term prospect, like projection. It's not about like getting a play like the Sixers. They got two guys with an expiring contract. Now, they hope to retain both of them, and Jimmy Butler and obviously Tobias Harris, but the Flyers are not going to be doing anything like that unless you're taking on an expiring contract.
In the summer, though, it's their time.
Oh, yeah. It's big time. You know, no question about that. Let's go to Drew in Westchester on the Fanatic. Hey, Drew.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Good, man. So I was going to really wanted to talk about the Flyers originally, but since the Sixers are such a hot topic, I kind of wanted to jump into the whole big trade they made.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm basically loving this trade. I think it goes to show that we're pretty much all in on this, you know, winning the East here and playing with the big boys of the West, too. I mean, it shows that we're a place for buying now instead of selling.
Nah, you're right on, brother. I mean, it's fun because at this point, it's not about draft picks anymore. It's not about young players anymore. It's about getting guys that veterans that want to win and kind of ring chase with you. Like, they're at that level. I mean, that starting five is going to be amazing to watch.
Yeah, it's almost like the second phase of the process. Like, you know, the process started with, you know, getting the young guys and all, and now we're in the second phase of that. And like you just said, trying to bring in those veteran guys who have established themselves on some teams. And the more I read about this Tobias Harris, I mean, he just looks like he's getting better each year here. And I think this is just a great fit for the Sixers.
Yeah, he is. I mean, think about it, right? We needed a stretch four. We need somebody to add space to it. And he just sits back there, and he'll knock down shots all day long.
Yeah, I was a little bummed to give up Shamet just because he's so young, and you never know what his potential is going to be, and that first-round pick that we gave up from the Heat. But other than that, like you guys have said, Mescal is soft. Chandler's always hurt. And, you know, hopefully we do something today to strengthen up the bench a little bit. I like our chances in the Heat.
And you filled your biggest need, Drew.
The backup center?
No, you'd stretch four.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, well, that too. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big part. Look, for what you gave up, individually, right, Ant? For what you gave up and what you got, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know people go, it was a pretty steep price because
you see a lot of
depleted your assets.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get it. You know, the Heat pick is one thing, and that's a pretty valuable pick. And both those guys are expiring contracts, but there's no reason why you can't sign both of them. And if there's a chance to get Durant and you go that direction, I mean, You got flexibility. You're at the point now where those max deals should be filled with close or max type players.
Woj now reporting that the Rockets are only going to send a second round pick to the Pacers, no cash in the deal, but the Pacers are going to waive Stauskas and Baldwin. So that deal came down just a little while ago, Houston trading Nick Stauskas and Wade Baldwin to the Pacers, but they will be waived. Now you're starting to see, now it's Stauskas and Baldwin, but you're starting to see the guys, the buyouts and the waves, and these are going to now flood the market all, come, you know, beyond 3 o'clock today. That's what, this is where now the Sixers can fill out the rest of the roster. They probably won't make a player trade before 3 o'clock, right?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think you're going to move Fultz today.
And then everything else you do is going to be via the guys that be, that shake loose here.
Yeah, I mean, look, Matthew's going to be one of the key names.
Is that the guy you're targeting?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys. I want Beverly one.
Okay.
He would be my number one choice, and Matthews would be number two.
How quickly does that market shape up where, you know?
I mean, look, the minute those guys are released or bought out and they're on the street, you're going to
pounce.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, you'll see all the contending teams. There's going to be like 10 teams, and they're going to try to gobble them up.
Teams like the Sixers, like Milwaukee, like Boston, Toronto.
Because you're looking at your rotation.
Yeah.
You're going, all right, like, let's look at our rotation. What do we need? You know, who's out there? And
who can help me?
Yeah, because you want to, ideally, you want to be at least, you know, 8 to 9 deep in the playoffs. I'm not saying you got to be 9 deep, but you'd like to be 8-9 deep.
610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, 1:30 on the midday show with Jason Martinez and Anthony Gargano. Just saw Mikey. We were going over to give him my Sixer hate, all-time Sixer hate, which you asked me to do yesterday. So just for one more time, here's my all-time. It's called, the title is Hate Your Own. Now, Andrew, you come up with the ones you hate. All right? These are mine. It goes way back. It goes Henry Bibby, Leo Routens, Leon Wood, Ben Coleman, Kurt Nymphaeus, Bob Thornton, Thunder Bob, I hated him. Andrew Lang, poster child for the Barkley trade. Dana Barros, ugh. Sean Bradley, my most hated ever Sixer. Tim Thomas, soft, pedal soft. Matt Harpering, stinks. B-Skin, stinks. KVH, the white oleander flower. Armand Gilliam, I hated his hairdo and his empty stats. Derek Coleman, Covington, Weber, Bynum. This is probably unfair, Andrew, but Iggy, Jody Meeks, Nick Swaggy P. Young, I hate him. Hawes, Spencer Hawes, ugh. Nerlens, Stauskas, and Muscala.
What about? Trying to think,
my none. Top 25 hate.
Say Lou Williams.
I didn't hate Lou.
You didn't hate Sweet Lou.
Nope.
What about who's the guy I'm trying to think of? Just a couple years ago, he was on the Doug Collins team.
Well, I got Andrew buying him. That's pray for Andrew.
You got Drew. You got Thad. Thad as well. Yeah, Thad Young.
No, I like that. I didn't like him, but I didn't hate him.
But you hated Iggy just because.
I hated Iggy.
He got paid like the star.
I didn't like him. It was unfair, but I didn't like him because he thought he was better. Like, he thought he was the star. He was kind of passive-aggressive. He was a bit McNabbish.
McNabbish?
He was. He was a bit McNabbish. But, you know, I was probably unfair. And listen, I was always right about him. I said that he belongs as, like, third, fourth defensive guy on a great team. And he found his niche in Golden State. And God bless him.
won an MVP. Won the finals MVP.
I mean, he was a great, great defender, and he filled the role.
Pre-KD, he won the MVP, right? The first year they beat the Cavs, and then the second year they lost to the Cavs. And then, okay, so that was the one that he won. 610-632-0975. A few open lines if you want to grab them. Let's go to Peter Warminster on the Fanatic. How you doing today, Peter?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to say I met you guys at Andy's Diner in Conshohocken yesterday. You guys are super cool. Really nice to me. That was awesome.
I remember, Pete. It was good meeting you.
You guys are the greatest. It's super cool.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. So anyway, I just was wanted to talk about the JT trade, and if that does go through, do you think it would hurt or change our chances of getting Harper or Machado in any way, like money-wise?
I think it helps getting Harper.
Okay.
Because they're buddies.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they're boys. So if you get JT, it's even more of a reason for Bryce to come here.
And couple that with Rhys Hoskins, too, Peter.
Yeah, I see him liking his Instagram posts all the time. You know, there's some weird connection there. But that's all I had. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Peter.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I think we love to make a lot out of, oh, so-and-so liked so-and-so's tweet or their Instagram post or, you know, that. We like to make something of that, and maybe there's nothing to it. Maybe there is. Like, didn't LeBron, like one point unfollow the Cavs or something on social media? And people were like, oh, look what happened. You know, they went crazy about it.
Like, yeah, but he used to do that on, like, he did that on purpose.
Yeah, because he's a drama guy.
Well, he would also know that he would foster that stuff.
Like, Keep his name out there.
Well, he knew that people were watching and stuff. Like, things he did, like, everything he did was thought out.
Calculated.
It was calculated, premeditated, all that stuff.
Which is why he I see that picture last night of him on the bench. Everybody's sitting together in one spot. He's over there on an island by himself. LeBron Island, they call it.
That picture. Yeah, it was an interesting picture. It was a picture of the Lakers bench.
Yeah.
And LeBron, there's like three seats between the players and LeBron.
Yeah, I read a tweet the other day. Somebody tweeted the other day. I'm about sick of LeBron. Everybody always wanted to go play with LeBron. Enough already.
Well, I mean, he's got one more year, like, kind of to build it, like one more run at it.
Yeah.
To kind of build it, which will happen next year.
Well, and they're obviously big in the Anthony Davis discussion. Although it doesn't look like it's going to happen today. Could happen in the offseason. But that being said, I hope that, like, Kawhi, they create a super team in L.A. with the Clippers. And they just marginalize the Lakers. And he's there hanging out with Ball and Brandon Ingram. Have fun, LeBron.
He'll get somebody.
Well, look, I'm rooting against this guy again.
Yeah, I can tell.
He's gotten exhausting.
You know what, though? Because they're not good right now.
Yeah, there's no upside to him.
Well, no, because they're not good right now. Because I mean, he's not in your face because he was hurt for a while. He missed a bunch of games. And the Lakers aren't a good team. So, you know, it's kind of been out of the
mind's eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay out of my mind's eye. I prefer Joe. I'll go with Embiid, all right? I'm good there. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Maurice on West Oak Lane on the Fanatic. Hey, no, Maurice.
Yo, man, I'm still trying to pitch myself to see if us getting Tobias Harris is a dream or
it's real, brother.
Reality.
It is real.
Oh, man. It's great, man. I mean, I was spending all day yesterday just being geeked out over having a, you know, a 6'9 sharpshooter, you know, filling out that stretch forward need and everything. And I'm just that kind of scratching the surface of the other part of the deal, which is something that I guess a lot of people are sleeping on, is the fact that we have Bobbin. Now, granted, he's not going to give him a lot of minutes because he's slow as molasses on defense, but he's not going to slow down your pace. But other than that, he is a big body that per 36 minutes, he's like a god almost per 36 minutes. He gives you 22 and 14.
Right, but that's why he can't play more than 10 minutes.
Exactly. But at the time, he is going to sit down for Embiid, though. Like, that's the part that kind of gets me kind of salivating, that when the Embiid sits down, he's going to be a bully, basically. He's going to be a bully. He's going to get you easy buckets. He's going to get you easy rebounds. I mean, of course, he's going to show up as liability when he's forced to switch on somebody that's shorter than 6'9".
Yeah, I mean, you started your call with I think you're dead on, man. We talk about getting Tobias Harris. I mean, that's such a big deal.
It's a very big deal. And then my other question, one thing, when it was a question, I guess, I'm seeing chatter about the Celtics basically saying that nobody is off limits in their efforts to get Anthony Davis, and with them shut down talks to the Lakers. I'm wondering, are we hoping that the Lakers do make a deal for that, because they might trade a future asset like a Tatum? Are we kind of rooting for the Celtics to trade?
No. I'm rooting for the Lakers to get him, not Boston.
Keep him out of the East.
I don't want him anywhere near the Celtics. Please. Because they won't get depleted. They have enough assets to get him and still be really, really good. I don't want him anywhere near Boston. I fear that.
Do you fear that could happen in the next hour and 22 minutes?
No.
So if Boston's going to make the move, they're going to get him in the offseason. Should he still be available?
Yeah, I think if he moves, it's just the Lakers.
All right. And you absolutely, you want him in L.A. with LeBron. You don't want him as an impediment.
No, it would scare me. I mean, I'd be real with it. Like, that would,
yeah,
that would
great work. Player.
I mean, great, great player. Yeah. And you put him up there with a great coach, the whole thing, ooh, a lot of talent.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, I don't want that. I mean, I thought Milwaukee made out by getting Mirotic.
Yeah. Boy, that team's going to be good. How you sizing this up? Yeah, see, you still got time to see how this all falls because of the buyouts and everything. Well, boy.
I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And the Sixers and Milwaukee will be a great rivalry,
mm-hmm,
with Freak and Ben.
For a long time ago.
Because those two are so similar.
Both freaks.
You know? But they are. They're both so similar, with Giannis is a little ahead of, obviously ahead of Ben. But, I mean, those guys will match up against one another. It's a real interesting, those two, that matchup would be fun.
The one thing, too, when you look at it, Ann, with Mirotic now going to Milwaukee and Tobias Harris coming here, which team is able to assimilate these players into their game quicker or better, dare I say, could determine the edge if those two teams face each other in like a conference final.
Yeah, I think with Butler, see, the Sixers have two bigger pieces to integrate with Butler and Tobias.
You wouldn't say Butler's integrated enough already?
No, because now it changes even more.
Again, it's the second time.
You know, again, when you add a player of Harris's ilk, it's going to change. But they should fit so well together, because what they do from a skill set really fits together on the floor. So I'm not as concerned. I mean, I just think what they do between the real point guard, the two stretch guys, right? So you have the stretch forward Tobias, you have JJ, and just where they're set up on the floor. You have your corner.
You can see
forward.
It when you close your eyes.
Oh, yeah. You got Redick at the top of the key to the right, really, you know? And then you have, Embiid kind of floating, Ben. And then Butler's your slasher, who's mid-range and can take the ball to the basket.
610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, right here at 97.5 The Fanatic. If you're like me, you know who's going to win every game, whether that's NBA, NHL, whatever. I claim to know, because that's why I put my cash down. If you're not, FanDuel Sportsbook, as you covered, you can sign up and place a risk-free bet up to $500 on any game. And if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 inside credit. FanDuel, they have tons of other awesome promos which happen all the time. I take advantage of them. How about odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more? You got to go find out what that's all about. There are tons of sports to choose from, and FanDuel, they offer some of the most competitive lines around. You thinking about a futures bet on the NBA championship? All this movement around the league? Are you liking the orange and black right now? Maybe put a play there. Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any sport or game when you use my code Jason. So download the app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ or download the app and use my code Jason and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund inside credit up to $500. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, I don't want to get out of here without lauding Jay Wright.
Oh, I thought you were lauding me.
A couple of big wins last, like Temple rolls Connecticut. They crushed them. It was good.
Jay got the OT victory last night.
Yeah, but here's what was impressive by that, because I saw a lot of the game. Crane's a tough matchup for him. They play good defense. Those are some threes. And it was that game that they should lose. They were rolling teams. It set up perfectly against that opponent to lose that game. And they somehow get it to overtime. The big stop at the end. And then they roll. He's such a good coach, man. He's a great coach. This team got no business rolling the way it's rolling right now.
And you're getting
no
close.
Business.
You're getting close to tournament time too. Jay will have them ready.
No, they're ready now. It's amazing. They should not be anywhere near as good as they are.
Yeah, he. You're right, though.
He's such a great coach, man.
Yeah, he is. And I've said it since 1980. I think he's the best coach to come through Philadelphia. And he's still here. And two national championships in 3 years. And you're competing. You talk about like kind of being handicapped as a school to compete with the Dukes and North Carolina and Kansas, Kentucky, everybody, right? And he just continues to just be like the little engine that could.
No, it's unbelievable where they're at. They're 19-4.
Let's squeeze in Scott.
Are you kidding
me? Scott in Barrington real quick. What's up, Scotty?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Brother Scott.
What's happening? Joy to listen to you guys. You get me through the day. My girlfriend's at work. But real quick, I know you guys are short on time. I'm going to give you my three hated Sixers players. Brother Martinez, I know you won't remember this guy, but Brother Anthony, his name was Cliff Robertson.
I remember Cliff Robertson.
I could not stand, because me and my uncle passed away years ago. We was watching. He was up there dancing with Sister Sledge. We are a family. Came in the next day limping. I'm like, dude, you was just on national TV, jumping up and down like a messy, and then you come in limping. And I also got Todd McCollum, and I also got Sidale 3.
Sidale 3?
Yeah.
You hate Todd McCollum, I get. Not Sidale. I don't think I hated Sidale.
I didn't either. McCollum had the plantar fasciitis issue.
Yeah,
with the
oh, my God.
The bad dogs.
Cliff Robinson's a great one. Cliff Robinson.
Was thinking McCollum safe out there. Peace.
What about Big Dog, Scotty? Glenn Robinson.
Yeah, Glenn Robinson.
Out of Purdue.
Yeah, you can add him. And
He's a mutt.
Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't.
He was a good ball player. It's a shame. At the end, he's done. Yeah.
We always get the bad apples, but add him to the mix. But definitely, Cliff
Robinson. He was a rotten apple. You're right. That's good. It's good, Scotty.
Yeah, the
definitely
big dog.
Rotten apple.
What are the great nicknames? The big dog.
My big dog was outrageous.
When he was at Purdue, he was ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, he was in Milwaukee, he was all right, and then he was definitely a mutt. He was definitely a mutt.
All right, so people with some good additions.
All right, well, tell me
three.
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, they're continuing the streak. What's going on tonight?
I think it's a tough spot. I think when anytime you have a long winning streak, I think bad teams are more of a threat than good teams. I really believe that. That when you're rattling off a bunch of wins, when you face a bad team, and they got one tonight in the Kings, that's when you could be had. Because I think you're feeling chesty, and then you feel chesty about the because of the opponent even more, and that's when you can be had. And then you just have to guard against losing two straight if the streak does get broken. But they can go to 9 tonight. They could go to 9 tonight and 10 on Saturday.
Who's Saturday?
Ducks.
Ooh, yeah,
Pittsburgh Monday. So, yep. So we'll see what happens. But stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next. We've got to tell you that our handoff is brought to you by the Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Also, let's give away a four-pack of tickets right now to the 21st annual Philadelphia Tattoo Arts Convention. I've been to this many times. Great time. February 15th through the 17th. It's at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. For tickets and for info, visit villainarts.com. Again, villainarts.com. Four-pack of tickets at 215-263-0975. And you will head to the convention 15th through the 17th. Stay tuned, though. Mikey Miss is coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, we're going to be live. Sixers facility in Camden.
Moses Day. Maybe you got the 25 beloved Sixers list for us tomorrow.
Oh, I will.
Real quick, one last thing. Toronto trying to land Marc Gasol. This is from Woj.
Stay tuned, Mikey Miss next.
Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.